Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. Last week, I reported on an article by Mitchell in the New England Journal of Medicine that looked at IMRT utilization by urology practices that own their own equipment to compare to those that don't. And she found that there was this marked increase in utilization once the machine was bought by the urology practice, whereas those practices not owning the equipment did not have any change during the time period that they were looking at, which was 2005 to 2010. The AUA issued a critical statement challenging her methodology, raising questions about potential bias since the Radiological Society, the Radiographic Society, did provide support for her study. But their criticism, I think, is unfounded because she made every effort to compare group practices in similar locations where variations in practice would not be part of the explanation. So I believe her methodology is well-founded and she did the study very well. My reason for revisiting this topic has to do with the politics at play here. The Urology Society believes in the continuity of care and somehow thinks that having a urology center own its own equipment does provide better continuity of care. I don't know how that happens. There's no evidence that it clearly does. There's no evidence that referring to a radiotherapy center will compromise continuity of care or provide inferior care. But that's part of their argument. At play here is economics and politics because there is a bill before Congress to tighten or strengthen the Stark Law about self-referral practices. Clearly, ancillary services can end up costing more if practices are benefiting by utilization, and currently that law is allowing. It needs to change, otherwise the government is going to pay more money and not get better quality care. But at the end of the day, we're going to be left with the same dilemma, and that is there is a constant challenge for the possibility of bias as patients are counseled about the management of a localized prostate cancer. We recognize increasingly that active surveillance is probably a better way to go for more patients that currently get it. And all of these treatments, whether it's surgery, IMRT, brachytherapy, or cryotherapy, will benefit the person that has an interest in the utilization. Maybe what we need is something rather radical, and that's my suggestion here. I'm going to propose that the person delivering the counseling information and the advising of patients cannot be the one to deliver the care. Otherwise, there's no way to ensure that there isn't a potential bias. Now, the AUA is arguing that they are in favor of full disclosure. That would mean that any urologist who owns their own equipment should tell the patient they're going to financially benefit if they get that treatment, and that there's another center which oftentimes may be closer to the patient than the one they'll have to travel to if they get treated at the self-referring center. I don't believe that's enough. I think that as long as we personally benefit as physicians from the things we do, the potential for bias is there. Maybe it's very subconscious. I'm not sure. But one way to avoid this bias is to avoid having the treating physician being the one that's counseling a patient about what to do. I'm sure many of you will find that unacceptable, but in the end, it may result in better care for patients and lower cost for the government. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.